Oh God, sorry, sorry. Oh, my mic was off. I apologize. This is Maria Shrine Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Gosh, I am so sorry that my mic went off there. There goes another week. Apparently, I have every week showings this time, so that's pretty fun. What you just heard was, as it will be for this semester, Homestuck Doctor from Homestuck Volume 4. That was a wonderful song. Yeah. Homestuck has been going through a very interesting period. So Homestuck is a web comic that started in, like, I want to say, like, 09 or something. Yeah, 09, exactly. On April 13th, which is an important number in the webcomic. And it's got a wonderful, it's got a very, very high impact community, I would say, with a lot of music tracks being made and, like, many, many albums of great music. So I hope to continue playing some music from Homestuck throughout the semester, because I very much enjoy the music in there. Yes. Let's see. What has been going on? So, I just got done with my Psych 1, the first exam of Psych 1 today, which went, I think, reasonably well. Yeah, so, I haven't really been into Psych at all. I didn't take Psych in high school, but I have to do a social sciences for Tufts, so that's what I'm taking. And it's reasonably interesting, because I do enjoy, like, asking, like why do people ask about or act the way they do sometimes. Let's see. I have to do a WMFO discussion thing on your Spinitron thing. Let's see. My week goings on. What's been happening? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not very descriptive on these. Because I'm just rambling. I think I did pretty fine on the exam, though. Talked a lot about neurobiology, which I'm not amazing at. Brain stuff is, yeah. I didn't do too well in biology in high school, but oh well, oh well. That's what's going on. Why did that get added? Something got added on my thing. I'm gonna delete that because I didn't play that song. There we go. Yeah, so I'm rambling. I'm gonna go play, I guess, that song. It's a pretty upbeat song. Yeah, all right. I'll play some more music, get my bearings straight, and be right back with you soon. All right, Ox 2. And welcome back. You just heard the first song was Ringo's Tea Party by Iosis, very famous Toho remixer. And the other was Japanese title, which roughly is Tobidase Bankiki. That was awfully pronounced. I very much apologize. Casual Killers Remix by Shibayan Records, which is also a very popular Toho remixer. So I really enjoy those songs. They're an interesting genre. They're like, the first one's like almost becomes rap at some point. It's hard to describe some of the genres for these songs. I'm not a very expert in the field of genre science. I don't know. but I enjoy them. They're pretty good. They're interesting. Let's see. I was supposed to think of what to say. I can if you remember back to last week, I was discussing all my my keyboard acquisitions over the last couple of years, I guess. Well, I guess just from last year. I got into mechanical keyboards basically in freshman year. Basically been collecting since then. And I teased at the end of last week's show that I was about to get a new keyboard. And I did. So, this is, I believe I actually talked about this exact keyboard last semester. Towards the beginning of the semester, about a style of switch called the Blue Alps switch, which is it's a clicky switch, and is kind of like the end goal for most mechanical keyboard connoisseurs. and I've been wanting to get one for a while, but they've been, I guess I would call it prohibitively expensive. But I managed to find one that wasn't that. You could say it was a little bit expensive. However, it was worth it in my mind because some keyboards are even more expensive than this, and I'd be willing to pay for that. So I decided to go for it. So it's the Leading Edge DC 2014. It was not made in 2014. I'll give you that as a hint. I believe it was made in 1983 or 87. Those numbers are popping out, but let me check that. I did Google this, and I couldn't ever figure it out, actually. Let me see. Does it say it on the... It does not. Serial number... Yeah. I don't think so. I may have to take the keyboard apart to actually figure out when it was made, but it was definitely like mid-80s when Alps kind of like ruled the mechanical keyboard industry, basically, I would say. Yeah, I mean, I guess it did, like, because all Apple keyboards used Alps switches, to be fair, IBM did not really use Alps, but they did their own thing, which was cool as well, by the way. IBM keyboards are wonderful, up until they started making Rubber Dome, and it became awful. But they used to make really great switches, especially capacitive buckling springs and beam springs. Oh, beautiful stuff. Anyways, back to my Leading Edge. Also, I need to put this in. I always forget to do that. I get off track and forget to do the... I guess this is my new keyboard again. I always do that. Anyways, there we go. Add that again. Let's see. Yeah. So Leading Edge DC 2014 with Alps SK with complicated Alps SKCM blues. That's a mouthful, but it's a very nice keyboard. It's in quite good condition. You typically get pretty bad condition, and unfortunately, Alps get really bad when they're in bad condition. They get all scratchy and not very nice sounding. But this is actually in very nice condition, and please, traffic, I'm trying to do a radio show here. So it's in very nice condition. The caps could use a little bit of cleaning, but it's not that bad. There's a little bit of shine on some of the keycaps, which is annoying. But most of them are very clean, very clean. So I actually brought it into the studio here. So I'm going to do a little bit of a typing demo. Let's see. Where's the best place to put this here? I guess I'll put it, like, right next to my laptop over here. I'm sorry, I bumped the mic. Here we go, this will work. So, I'm gonna put the mic over here, and I'm gonna type a couple sentences or whatever. Let me see, what should I type? I'll just type my intro, this is Morey Shrine Radio and such. Let me let the cars pass for a second, so you can hear the wonderful sound. All right, here we go. Okay. Well, there we go. I think it sounds a little bit, I don't know how it sounds on mic at all. Because I can't hear any of the feedback here. But I hope it sounded good, because it sounds beautiful in person. Let me put it back in my case. So that's a beautiful board, and I'm a big fan of that. So it does not currently work on over USB, so I will have to make a converter for that, which is unfortunate because I'm lazy and it takes a little while to make those. I have to go buy a little mini circuit board and do some soldering. Hopefully I can get some people at the makerspace to help me out with that. So there we go. That's a very nice keyboard. Because it's a radio show, I can't show you what it looks like, which is unfortunate. But the layout is really interesting. So the F keys are actually to the left, and not the top like normal. And the control key is where the caps lock key is on modern keyboards. The alt key is where the control key is. And the caps lock is to the right of the space bar, which is really weird. And there's no arrow keys, no arrow key cluster, so you have to use the numpad for arrow keys. So that's a little weird. But it's an interesting board, and I hope I can get it working, because this would be a very cool board to use. Although it'd be a little bit weird to learn how to just from the layout alone, but I'm a big fan of it, and I wanna use it. sorry. So I'm losing my voice, so I'm gonna play actually, let me do my, PSA before I go play, like, 10 minutes of songs, or however much. Alright, let's see, what are some good PSAs to read here? Okay, let's see. Sure. So this is a fire preparedness PSA. So, home fire preparedness. Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more. And apparently that was duplicated on the paper. However, I'm going to only read once because I don't know why I should repeat it. Anyways, there's the PSA, and I'll leave you with some more music. Let's see. All right, so I'm going to play some Eurobeat because I've been really loving Eurobeat recently, especially this one song called The Top from Initial D, which is a racing game made in Japan with really, really nice Eurobeat remixes. You've probably, if you watch any memes on YouTube of like drifting cars or whatever, you've probably heard Initial D music. So this is one of my favorite Initial D tracks, and I'll also play another Toho Eurobeat mix. Also, it's interesting about the name Eurobeat as a genre, because did I guess it? I mean, I guess it started in Europe, I'd imagine. I could go on a deep dive to see what the name of that genre means. Maybe I'll do that while I let the songs play. So I'll let you enjoy that, and I'll do a bit of research. Give me a second. All right, here we go.
simply cease to be.
That was wonderful. I did not add the other one. I apologize for that. Give me a second. Okay, so this was A1. A1. Come on. Why do you do this? A1. A1. Alright, whatever. No Guardian Angel. From, I guess it was that one, Toho Your Beat Volume 10. Yes. Okay. And submit. There we go. All right. So you just heard The Top by Ken Blast from Super Eurobeat Volume 217 and No Guardian Angel by A1 from Toho Eurobeat Volume 10. First thing to say is, don't know if you noticed that the both songs had the same singer. And now that's interesting, because the first one is from just a random Eurobeat album, which is like, Eurobeat's like a popular genre, and it's sung by the same guy who sings Toho Eurobeat, which is extremely niche, I would I would reckon to say, at least like in America or Europe, it's incredibly niche, Toho, I would say. And yet, this guy is the same singer. So Ken Blast is also known as T. Stebbins, who is the singer for Toho Eurobeat songs in A1, which is the artist. So that's very interesting to me. I figured that out like this past week, and that was pretty crazy to me. So I did deep dive into Eurobeat, and this is it's actually really interesting. So Eurobeat refers to two styles of dance music that originated in Europe. I'm reading from Wikipedia just for sourcing information. I apologize, but it's going to be mostly correct. So the first is a British variant of Euro disco influenced dance pop, and the other is a form of Italian disco, and they were both developed in like the 80s. Each variant is like, it doesn't have complex lyrics. Eurobeat has extremely silly or meaningless lyrics. I mean, yeah, basically it makes sense. Happy hardcore, fast and happy. That makes sense with those songs we just heard. And then it does some technical music theory stuff, which I don't really understand. And then the use of the term apparently was from a British record producer. It was in the UK. In the British underground club culture, through like some northern soul genre, and apparently some album called like I don't know, but there's a couple albums that I guess were given like a genre called Eurobeat because they were made in Europe, I guess, and they made it that. But then Italy is the interesting one. So it apparently, in Japan, the term Eurobeat was applied to all continental European dance music imports. So what that means is dance music, I guess, pop, I guess, that was imported to Japan was labeled as Eurobeat. So that's really interesting. And they were mainly Italian and German disco music. Which is really interesting. So, from Italy, dance music was made, Italy and German, but Italy is typically the one that matters in this instance, was imported into Japan. By the late 80s, the Germans faded out the outdated Italo disco scene and went for, like, newly rising popular scenes, mainly trance. Trance is pretty cool. Italians created a new sound, especially for Japan, but virtually unknown in the rest of the world. And in Japan, the music is called Eurobeat and Super Eurobeat and Eurobeat Flash. So that's very interesting. But in the 90s, Eurobeat began decreasing in popularity. Some Japanese men in Japan, director of Avex, a small import record shop, released a compilation CD, which turned into the first Super Eurobeat album. So, if you remember, when I was reading the names of the songs I just played, the top is from Super Eurobeat Volume 217. So that means, that's the 217th album of Super Eurobeat, which was created here, apparently, in Japan. So that's interesting. So Eurobeat sound is its main link to Italo disco origins. It was just one of many different experiments in pure electronic dance. So electronic dance, synth stuff, sounds are layered with vocals and natural instruments. Okay, so that's interesting. And the anime series Initial D uses Eurobeat music regularly in its episodes during racing scenes. And because of this, it has come to the attention of some anime fans outside Japan. So, yeah, that's what the Initial D memes you see on YouTube are from. They're referencing the anime Initial D. So, that's interesting. Also, I should label this as a discussion. Let's see. Eurobeat genre. Submit. Yeah, so that's very interesting. So apparently Eurobeat is mainly used in Japan. So I was kind of wrong to say that when I was saying it's kind of crazy that the Toho Eurobeat and the top from Super Eurobeat had the same singer. It's not as crazy as I thought then, because they're both from Japan, so, and Japan, Toho is extremely big in Japan, so I guess I'm a little bit off base, but it is still cool that they're the same singer. But yeah, less surprising than I thought at the start. And Eurobeat is used in a lot of rhythm games, Dance Dance Revolution, Beatmania, Osu. and that now there are more genres called like J-pop, which is J-pop remixed in the style of Eurobeat. Interesting. And there's Eurobeat songs made in Japan and sung by Japanese artists themselves. And then there's para para. One of the dance moves Eurobeat spawned was para para, a type of Eurobeat music-inspired Japanese youth social dance performed in unison. Huh. Very interesting. And there's the themes of Eurobeat is cars with like Initial D and such. Energy, love, Japan, Eurobeat itself, music and dancing in general. So that's pretty interesting. So I'm glad I went into that. So that's pretty interesting. I didn't know that much about Eurobeat before. Anyways, I'm just gonna keep playing some more music because I want to digest that information. I'll let you digest that as well while listening to. This is a pretty calming song. And then I'll also then play some more metal. I'm sorry, I don't have two calming pieces of music at the moment, so I'll do one calming song and then one heavy metal song. And then I have another heavy metal song after that. So, good luck. That might push me too far. Do I want to go that? Do I want to do that? I might just play one. No, that might work. That might work. You know what? No, I'll play both. Here we go. I'm just gonna start them. So, enjoy. Let's go. Thank you. Right. Welcome back. What you just heard was, let's see, a song by Liz Triangle that I believe roughly translates to alter ego, but I can't speak Japanese, so I can't 100% confirm that. And the second was a very nice metal song by Foreground Eclipse called When Innocence is Just a Mask. So that's those were some good songs. I'm trying to find what album it's on, but I'm struggling a little bit, so give me a second. But while I do that, I wanted to, I don't have a lot to talk about right now, because I'm kind of talked through what I've been doing, got my new keyboard, all that. School's being a little bit rough to me. I have a lot of homework to do. I have my algorithms test coming up. Have some more psych homework to do, even though I just did the test. Okay, I think I found where the album is. Let's see. No, I can't. Why is that not there? That's silly. I don't really have much to talk about, so I'm gonna leave you with some just Rivendell air music to tide you over until the next person. So I'll see you guys next week. Good show, all that, and see you next week.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you...
Oh, apologies. I forgot to read my end thing. This is Moria Shrine Radio, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tusk Free From Radio. Sorry. Back to your RD... stuff. Give me a sec.
We had a home and you blew the roof off. You never told me that you fell out of love. And if you had, I would have given it all just to stay in this graceless hideaway. This graceless hideaway.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM.